This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Modi addressed the 114th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today. Speaking during his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister said, India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said the poor, the middle class and MSMEs are getting a lot of benefit from this campaign, and it has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Mr. Modi urged the people to buy Made in India products during the coming festive season. The Prime Minister pointed towards the changing dynamics of jobs with the emergence of new sectors. He said the Minister of Information and Broadcasting has started 25 challenges under the theme Create in India in order to promote talent and creativity. During the program, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of next month. Mr. Modi urged the people to take part in the cleanliness campaign, encouraging people to participate in the mega plantation drive, Ek Per Ma Ke Naam campaign. The Prime Minister said it leads to amazing results for the entire society, which is truly inspiring. Prime Minister Modi also stressed on the importance of water conservation in his monthly broadcast. Mr. Modi emphasized on the mantra of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi. He mentioned the return of around 300 ancient artifacts by the United States during his recent visit to the US. Highlighting the importance of mother tongue, Prime Minister appreciated the efforts made to preserve languages, especially Santhali language. He said a campaign has been started to give a new identity to Santhali with the help of digital innovation. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi said this episode is especially emotional for him as the program is completing 10 years on the 3rd of October. Mr. Modi, crores of listeners of Mann Ki Baat have been companions in this journey who provided information from every corner of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth over 11,200 crore rupees in Maharashtra through video conferencing. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Pune Metro section between District Court and Swargate. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the projects unveiled today will give a boost to urban development and significantly add to ease of living for the people of Maharashtra. On revamping of the Solapur Airport, Mr. Modi said this will significantly enhance connectivity in the area and boost tourism, particularly religious tourism in Pandharpur. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Birkin Industrial Area. He said the project will attract huge investment and create thousands of employment opportunities in the area. Campaigning for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended this evening. Star campaigners of various political parties made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on Tuesday. The Arispura Jammu South seat is one of the key constituencies in Jammu district, which is going to polls in this phase. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist was killed today in an ongoing operation in a remote village in Kathua district, taking the death toll in the incident to two. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the body of the terrorist was recovered from the scene of the encounter at Kog Manli in Bilawar Tehsil of Kathua district this afternoon. A massive search operation is underway in the village for the second day. The Supreme Court is slated to hear tomorrow the suo motu cognizance of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the state-run R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. As per the cause list published on the Supreme Court's website, a three-judge bench headed by CJI D.Y. Chandrachud will resume hearing the case suo motu on September 30th. Nepal's Home Ministry has confirmed that 132 people have died due to flood, landslide, inundation and natural disaster incidents. The ministry said that so far 68 people have been killed due to disaster incidents in Kathmandu Valley, 45 in Bagmati province, 17 in Koshi province and 2 in Madhes province. Israeli Defense Forces IDF have killed senior Hezbollah commander Nabil Kawok in an airstrike on the Lebanese capital Beirut last night. In a social media post, the IDF announced today that fighter jets of the Israel Air Force attacked and killed Nabil Kawok under the precise direction of Amman, the Israeli military intelligence. And that is the end of this news bulletin.